Officer hit, killed and others injured during stolen vehicle pursuit in Arizona. By Amy Furr on April 30, 2021. A Chandler policeman was killed and another critically injured after being hit by a suspect in a stolen car following a pursuit that began in Alloy, Arizona, officials said Friday. The incident started as a traffic stop on State Route 87 and escalated into a pursuit once the suspect reportedly shot at a Pinal County deputy while fleeing, Fox 10 reported. The police chase eventually led to Chandler Airport where the suspect drove through a gate, causing the facility to close down for a short time. As multiple law enforcement agencies continue to try to take the suspect into custody, the driver ended up getting onto the Loop 202 freeway while driving the wrong way. He eventually crashed near the Val Vista Drive on-ramp. Officials say the suspect then fled on foot and stole a truck from a Ford dealership, hitting two officers and one of the dealership janitors. One of them was Officer Christopher Farrar, who later died from his injuries. The second officer hit works for the city of Gilbert and sustained a severe head injury. The officer is currently listed in critical condition, according to ABC 15. Three Arizona Department of Public Safety troopers also suffered injuries during the incident and were taken to the hospital, along with a dealership employee, the outlet said. The suspect was also injured and taken into custody following a gunfight with officers. His identity has not yet been reported. It is with heavy hearts that we announce the passing of Chandler Police Officer Christopher Farrar. Police wrote in a post online, adding he was an 18-year veteran of the department. Farrar was assigned to the department's K-9 unit and Chief Sean Duggan said, "Every day he came to work he made a difference. Throughout the course of his 18 years, he touched many lives," he continued. Farrar was later transported to Chandler Regional Medical Center where officers paid their respects and held a procession to the Maricopa County Medical Examiner's Office, according to ABC 15. "I just ask that you keep Chris's family in your thoughts and prayers and just take a moment. Just take a moment and remember and be mindful of the brave men and women who are out there daily helping to keep our communities safe," Duggan said during a press briefing.